obviously you've faced the Packers a few times since what happened. Have you moved past that? Was there anything ever to move past? I guess where are you at with the former relationship?
I don't know. I don't think there's really anything to move past. Man, it's the business. It's something that I've seen for 10 years, guys. You know, leaving teams left and right. So, just kind of is what it is.
What was it like to come back here and play them on the road? I know, you know, obviously your old teammate TJ Lang did that last week too. To get that experience of playing them on the road here in Lambeau.
Honestly, I thought there would be more emotions or more something than there was. It was just kind of like playing another game, honestly. I don't know. You have so much to do on game day. You're so focused on doing your job, you can't really think about, you know, where you're at and where you're playing.
So, Josh, we talked to TJ last week, and we kind of asked him some of the same questions. And eventually he did kind of say, you know, it is a business, but there's a personal aspect to it, too. The way things ended here, how quickly did you kind of move on? And because I'm sure there were at least maybe you're not as touchy-feely as I am, but I'm guessing you were still ticked off a little bit at the time.
You're always going to be, upset about it or whatever. And there is the human side of it, the emotional side of it. But honestly, I had to get right to work, you know, here in Chicago right away. So that was made it a lot easier for me to deal with. You know, I was trying to learn a new offense and learn a new team and, hell, just learn where I had to be for meetings, you know, learn a new building, things as simple as that. So my mind was kind of going with Bears stuff a lot. So it was, pretty quick process.
Josh, you're as good of friends with Brian Bulaga as anybody. Two torn ACLs now, and this is the second one he's had to go through. How do you feel for your friend?
Well, he's had some bad luck. There ain't no doubt about that. Kind of just, you know, throughout his career, had a few funky plays where he just kind of lands on his leg wrong, and it's unfortunate. It sucks for them. He's a hell of a player. I was actually texting with him this morning and wishing him, you know, a speedy recovery.
How's your back holding up these days?
That's fine. I'm not getting any younger, though.
Josh, how do you feel about your offense as Trubisky continues to get more time in this offense?
Well, we're obviously not where we need to be. We just have to continue to get better every week and take steps. We're young at a lot of positions, so each week you have to grow and take steps with everyone as a whole. It's just like Brett Hundley coming in there for the Packers. You know, it's a learning process. There's a learning curve to it, so it just takes some time. And there's no doubt Trubisky's got all the talent in the world. You know, I'll be excited to see what he's going to do going forward.
What do you like the most about what you see in Trubisky, Josh?
Well, I could say the easy thing, you know, he's able to move around and throw on the run and things like that. But honestly, he comes in the huddle and he commands the huddle like a veteran. A few weeks ago, we started to break the huddle early, and he said, get back in the huddle and don't break it until I break it. And he kind of cussed at all of us linemen, and I was like, hell yeah. He's kind of taking over trying to be the leader.
Josh, I know this is going to be unfair to ask, but in any way, does he remind you of your old teammate 12 here?
Well, you see some similarities for sure. His ability to move in and out of the pocket and throw the ball on the run. But, I mean, he's got a long way to go before he can be compared to Aaron.
How good is your running game, Josh? And how fun is it as a lineman to go win a football game when you barely have to throw the ball?
Well, it's really fun. I think we, a few weeks ago, played Baltimore and had 50-something runs. Something that I haven't been used to in my career, and it's been really fun. You get to dictate the game that way and dictate the line of scrimmage, and it's an exciting way to play football.
You've had more than a few battles with Akeem Hicks, I'm guessing, over there. What makes him so good?
I have. He's just that rare guy that's a giant, but he can move well. He's smart. He's good with his hands. He's kind of got all the tools, and that's what really makes him know, so valuable and so good. He can kind of he uses everything and doesn't rely on one thing. You know, doesn't just power rush. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't stick to one thing. He does a lot of different things. That's what makes him special.
Josh, you've practiced a lot against Dom's defense over the years. What's the most difficult part of making sure your declarations are right down to down?
Well, he does he does so much stuff that it tricks you mentally. You know, he'll be one play in base and, you know, three down linemen, and the next play he's in dime with seems like 30 DBs in there. So, you know, you just have to be on top of your game mentally, because he brings a lot. I mean, it's not just a hobby for him. You know, he's been doing it a long time and does a hell of a job.
Josh, they're obviously struggling up here without Aaron. What have you seen from the Packers just these past three games?
Well, I mean, anytime you lose a guy like Aaron, you're not going to be the same team. There's no question about that. You know, we went through it back in 2013. You know, the guy's a Hall of Famer. You know, probably the most talented quarterback to play the game ever. So you're just not going to be able to play your style of football. And, you know, they have to figure out different ways, you know, to do things offensively. Aaron was able to control the entire game by what he did and what he said and the checks he made and everything like that. So they just have to find different ways to be able to move the ball.
Hey, Josh, speaking of 13, Matt Flynn's one of your best friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tausch and I had him on the other day, and he was joking that he's only working out once a week. But we started talking about 2013, and he really gave you guys a spark. How much of a, when you're going through that, and what your recollection from 13, how much, when things are going poorly, do you need that spark to turn things around? And was Matt that for you guys that year?
I would say that it definitely, it can definitely help. You know, when you're going through things and it's kind of the same old thing and you're not getting results, you know, a new face does bring a renewed sense of hope, I guess. And I'd say Matt probably did that for us, you know, when he came in. You know, probably one of the most fun games I ever played in was that Cowboys game coming back. So to answer the question, yeah, I mean, I think a guy can, you know, bring a spark to your team or whatever.
Do you remember just how tough those times were? I mean, you lost the game against the Bears when Aaron got hurt. Then you lost the next two. Do you remember just kind of what the feeling was like when you lost three in a row in what had been a promising season because he got hurt?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I mean, there's no replacing that guy. So, I mean, we all felt it. We all knew it. And, you know, there was a sense of, all right, we got to find a ways to step up, you know, in different positions to get some wins a different way. So, I mean, yeah, I remember it vividly, and it's not an easy thing when you lose a guy like that.
Josh, what's the vibe been in not only in your locker room, but maybe around the whole city of Chicago when they made the quarterback change and went to Trubisky?
You know, I don't know that the mood in the locker room changed at all. I think we were excited to see him play. You know, we saw flashes in the preseason. But you can tell the fans are definitely excited to see him grow. And you know, anytime you have a high pick like that, the fans are going to be jacked up to watch him play. So it'll be interesting to watch how he continues to grow and get better.
Josh, do you like living in Chicago? What do you think of it?
Yeah, I love Chicago. I've been coming, you know, down here since I was a rookie in Green Bay, so I've always loved the city. So it's been fun.
It's no Pensacola, but does Kristen like it too?
Yeah, definitely not Florida.